The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And tomorrow is the 4th of July, and it's on Friday this year, which is just perfect. My kids are so excited about the fireworks tomorrow.
My daughter's pretty excited, too, but I've got to tell you, it makes me nervous because we always hear about kids who end up getting hurt. And talk about putting a big damper on a fun holiday. You don't want to end your 4th of July at the emergency room.
No, you don't. So we decided to find out what mistakes usually send people, and especially kids, to the emergency room on July 4th. And here's what we found. Number one, kids and sparklers. Sparklers seem pretty tame, right? But the tip of a sparkler actually heats up to 2,000 degrees, and it has a chemical in it that can eat away at eye tissue. Every year, emergency room doctors treat kids who have serious burns and eye injuries because of sparklers.
The other reason people end up in the emergency room is they hold fireworks in their hand while they light them, or they stand too close to the fireworks. And when one of those fireworks goes off instantly or takes off in an unexpected direction, it can cause serious injuries. Doctors say that if your finger gets blown off by a firework, it's usually not able to be reattached. And if it hits your eye, it can cause permanent loss of vision.
Oh, gosh. We hate to be a buzzkill, but this stuff really does happen every year. So please do be careful and maybe just take your little ones to a professional fireworks show. You get all the excitement, none of the risk. We've got a list of local fireworks shows on our website today, so check it out at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.